There we go. There's my mic there.
I think, hello.
Good afternoon.
G'day, Peter. How's it going?
Very well, thank
Finally,
you.
Finally, we're getting around to talking about Kanye West.
Yes, yes. I've been putting it off as long as possible, but at the moment, it's quite interesting. A lot of podcasts that I listen to have been talking about Kanye West and what to make of this new phase in his religiosity. It's not that Kanye West has not been sort of talking religion all the way along since he became a notable artist in the, well, when was it, about 1999 or something like that?
He's been floating around,
But this last year has seen some spectacular changes, which might have begun with calling his fourth child Sam, poor child. And that might have been a portent of what was coming, though there's always the Kim Kardashian factor. Presumably she had to agree to the name as well.
He definitely has his moments. What's tickled your sort of radar?
This year he has been running something called the Sunday Service.
Mm-hmm.
And the Sunday Service would appear to be a kind of religion a la Kanye West. And the connections that he's made, he's begun bringing speakers from regular churches to these services. And they're very definitely from the more traditional end of the religious spectrum.
Right.
In fact, really fundamentalist in style. And that's the weird thing about it.
Is it like high energy kind of vibes? You know, like that.
Oh, of course, of course. But the you know, philosophy of it has been people who would be way out on the conservative end. I mean, he's already professed that he has given up the plan to run for president and instead will support Trump. Maybe religion will keep him off politics, and that we should be profoundly grateful, I guess. But it's hard to work out what is making this religious change, and it does seem as though he's moved into essentially a kind of fundamentalist form of Christianity.
Do you think this is underpinned by some sort of breakdown and then transformation on Kanye West's behalf?
Kanye West is always having breakdowns and transformations. Mm. That's the essence of his art.
Well, he's made it, that's the spirit. So obviously, whatever he's trying to do is working. You know.
Yes, perhaps so. And certainly, he's professing a born again experience, and. I don't think we should be altogether surprised at this because, you know, a lot of his music has had religious themes, including his straight-out struggles with religion and his feeling that, you know, religion is impossible to really grasp or impossible to really live. There's a delightful openness about Kanye West's opinions. I wouldn't regard him as an authority on anything at all, but... It's always intriguing hearing his opinions. What I think is fascinating is watching the vultures pounce on this experience.
Ah, okay. How do you mean the media?
It's kind of easy to assume that perhaps Kanye West has had a breakdown and then a transformation in the form of a payday from Donald Trump.
Yes, it could be. But I think probably the bigger payday he'll get is by picking up the religious market, because what's actually happened in the past 6 months is really quite dramatic. Kanye West, once the darling of, because his rap lyrics were often, you know, quite liberal opinions, unlike the typical rapper, of course. And so he expressed, you know, pro-LGBT opinions, etc. Now that song's, he's now stopped the availability of that song, which is interesting.
Interesting.
But he is now beginning to pick up it's intriguing watching a whole religious group. There's a massive religious market in the States, but gospel music and Kanye West don't seem to have a lot in common.
So he's notably become a lot more conservative in that way, do you think?
He's become more conservative in his opinion,
right?
But his style,
but also the way he's presenting himself, if he's not, you know, if, like you say, he's making tracks unavailable, that he's he's trying to, you know, that's an image.
But Kanye West has continually changed his image. Mm. He's continually shifting and reshaping himself. So maybe that's not totally surprising. This is a phase. And there's quite strong religious roots in Kanye West's background, with links with gospel preachers and all that sort of thing, as there so often are in black artists, of course. Mm. But this particular phase, it seems as though he's projecting himself into the white evangelical fundamentalist world. And, I mean, this seems a bit strange, mixing with some pretty soppy artists, Amy Grant and the like, if that means anything to you. These are not people who you would associate Kanye West with his pretty... colourful lyrics. And he hasn't changed that. You know, it's still pretty colourful language.
Right.
Some of the debates going on about, you know, is this for genuine or is this just another one of Kanye West's phase? Well, there's an interesting debate going on about how tolerant the community that suddenly now discovers he's one of theirs should be towards, misdemeanors. It's an intriguing thing because, I think the way this is the story of American religion, that typically most artists discover the religious market as part of what they do, and most peoples have somewhere along the line some sort of evangelical experience. Very, very different from New Zealand, where most people wouldn't go near that. But it's, you know, it's a well-trodden track for both black and white artists to want to find religion.
Whereabouts does Kim sit on this? Does anyone know?
Well, Kim evidently is relatively positive, but shall we say not very vocal on
right,
the subject.
Right.
Said to be supportive, and has, I think, been involved in these Sunday services. But they're not like your typical church. I mean, the Sunday service is a little club for the rich and famous, but full of inspiration.
Hey. So,
It seems like a strange thing to do for someone whose father was supposedly a Black Panther and his mother was a participant in civil rights sit-ins. It seems like a very strange thing to go from being a liberal to conservative.
Yes, it does. It does seem a very odd thing, but odd things happen in the America of Trump, firstly. Mm. Secondly, you've got to remember that the father was a Black Panther activist, but he did change his position and turn around and became a gospel preacher by the end of his life. Mm. So, there's often family stuff kicks in at a certain point in your life, perhaps when you've got four kids and are worrying about being sensible.
Okay.
But also, Trump probably gave him heaps of cash, so there's that as well, isn't it?
It could be.
Cash is pretty, it's quite powerful. It's powerful stuff.
Yes. So we will watch who, perish the thought, Trump should get re-elected next year. I'm sure Kanye's going to perform at the inaugural in 2021.
It'll probably be better than the Beach Boys and Stamos.
That's possibly the case. Yeah.
It was pretty bad. Sugar, wasn't it? No, don't worry about it. Nobody, do not go and look at that, by the way. You'll ruin your life. Don't watch that video. Thanks, Peter, for taking us down this rabbit hole that is Kanye West.
Yes, indeed. I'm sure there will be more.
No doubt. All right, mate.
Thank you.
Toodle pip.
Bye.